following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more about open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Consider this a challenge. Buy any 2013 Victory motorcycle and give it 30 days. If it doesn't live up to its name, just bring it back. Introducing the best bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check them out at victorymotorcycles.com. Ride one and you'll own one. Applies only to 2013 models and certain finance programs. See dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride a...
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on the road on this Thursday before the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game. We welcome to Central Community College in Hastings and talk to the coaches and some of the players. And then we'll turn it over to the U.S. Open after the Doug and Daddy Show for an update. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to play. They're talking about it. But Mike Will, Hastings Sports Director, Doug Duda, Kearney Sports Director here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And great to have you along with us. Good morning, Michael.
I'm kind of sleepy this morning. I stayed up all night and watched hockey. They're just finishing up the third overtime there. It was about 3 o'clock this morning they wrapped things up.
You're a man after Randy Bushcutter's heart. I said after the second overtime, that was enough for me.
Put her away.
I actually, and I've brought this up, the playoff hockey is something. And also, there really isn't anything else on. So it's a good sporting event to watch. An exciting one last night, although my team took a hit. Boston should have won the ball or should have won the game yesterday, up 3-1, and they lose 4-3 in triple overtime.
Yeah, they were up a couple of times by a couple of goals, and Chicago comes back and gets a deflected shot in the third overtime to win that sucker. So it's a 1-0 Chicago. If you're into hockey, game number 2 coming up on Friday in Chicago.
And we are going to have NBA Game 4 tonight here on ESPN Radio. Miami, San Antonio, only a 1.5-point favorite for San Antonio, but they don't know if they'll have Tony Parker. How much have you been paying attention to that?
I've watched all the games. In fact, I've kind of grown interest now in the NBA and the NBA playoffs. That usually happens when the playoffs comes along. It's whether in baseball or in NBA basketball. I think a majority of the fans get fired up and watch a lot of the NBA playoff stuff. I was encouraged by what San Antonio did the other night. I told the people I was with, I thought San Antonio would win that game going away. I don't have that feeling tonight. With or without their injured players, I think Miami will come out tonight and will probably smoke the Spurs.
I think it's so interesting. I can't understand how you can have two blowouts when you get to the finals, but you do. And once the game's out of hand, like it was in the fourth quarter, you put your starters down and you rest them a little bit here. Interesting comment by Colin Cowherd this morning. Who wins tonight, he says, will win the series because Miami would then get home court advantage back, or San Antonio's up 3-1. I think that's pretty important. I think it just comes down to Miami making shots. When they make shots, they win. When they don't, and I think anybody that's watched or listened to the games, they know what I'm talking about. The role players have to hit a few to loosen up the big three. Bosch has to have a little bit better game, and Wade and LeBron have to be on the same page. But again, I'm kind of rooting for the Heat. Are you have a rooting interest at all?
I'm rooting for the Spurs because I'm a type of underdog type of guy. Are you surprised how the Spurs have really kind of not eliminated LeBron James, but they kept LeBron in check in the games that they have really dominated?
Every time you talk about LeBron being not a factor, he's
he'll
a
come
huge
back.
Factor.
Oh yeah,
the next game.
Yeah, he will be.
It's amazing how many changes these guys are able to make from game to game. And it's hard to say, is LeBron trying to get people involved or is he trying to take over the game? And when he does try to take over the game, the Spurs are good enough to even take the best player in the game at least down a notch so he's not getting a triple-double, 35, 10, and 10.
It's like you said, they got to make shots. I watched for a long time the other night. I've seen high school teams shoot better than that sometimes. They didn't make a lot of shots there for a stretch.
Well, we are here at Hate Man Camp. We're going to talk to the coaches. Gerald Havlicek, he's the East coach this year from Shelby Rising City. Troy Kleffner is the West coach from Spalding Academy. As usual, most of the kids in our listening area are on the West team. The kids that are on the East team would be your Bruning Davenport Shickley, your Hamptons, your Exeter Milligans, and teams, your Deschlers. Bill from Deschler, always haven't heard from Bill in a while, but you've got those kind of East squads going as well.
Well, just throw it out here. The West has won the last five games in this series. They've won,
Which is different, man, because they had been dominant for so long. I'm surprised they have invited us or let us come back over because we made a big deal about the first year. I think that was about the year we came over. 6 years ago we've been doing this, I think. And basically ever since we've been here, the West has been doing it. I can't believe we're saying that it's time for the East to turn it around.
Well, the East won every single game, 2000 to 2005. Then the West won in 2006. The East won in 2007. It's been all West ever since. The West has put a little streak together here, so we'll talk about that with some of the players. It really makes a difference to these guys. Obviously, they weren't involved in any of those games in the past. These are all seniors that have just graduated, so it's kind of their own game, but it's probably brought out a time or two here.
And, of course, Mike, you'll have the call of the game Saturday, 1:30 kickoff on 98.9 FM Classic Hits. What have you seen that has allowed the West over these last few years to catch up? Because both teams always have great athletes.
And it's been a high-scoring affair. Last year was 47-22. The year before that, I can remember this one, 7-0 in that ball game. So we've seen some offensive shows. We've seen a lot of defense in these games. You just kind of go up and down the list here. You never can tell. It's, you know, 7-0 2 years ago. We had 43-12. We had a 14-13 ball game. So great athletes. I think the coaches that come in here and want to open things up a little bit, I think they've got the edge. The coaches that come in here and try to play close maybe to the even keel and try to run the ball a lot and don't go out on a limb, the people that had success in this game have ran the reverses, have thrown the ball a little bit. Of course, the turnover is always huge in this game with the limited time that they spend on special teams here. That's always been huge in this ball game.
Well, it should be another exciting football game, and you've got two kids in Nate Bajeda and Tyler Schnitzler who played in the Shrine Bowl a couple of weeks ago, and both of them are here in the eight-man All-Star game. And so on opposite sides, that should be pretty exciting, and we'll look to talk to some of those guys as well. So that's all coming up here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger. We've also got out of our tractor pull tickets that we're going to be giving away here, which is good for either Friday or Saturday. Again, they're in a rain delay at the U.S. Open. We do plan coverage today and tomorrow after the Doug and Daddy Show if golf is going on. Ian Poulter birdied the first three holes today, so he's at 3 under. Nicholas Kolsarts, Tim Clark, Charles Schwartzel, Charlie Hoffman, 2 under early. Even par so far today for Phil Mickelson through five holes.
We've got the local flavor with Brandon Crink, the product from out in McCook, the University of Nebraska, Lincoln former golfer. He was scheduled to tee off here in the 11 o'clock hour. Not going to happen. It's like a 3.5 hour delay now. So
he may not get out there.
He'll go sometime this afternoon, maybe.
Yeah, he's supposed to tee off in the last group of the day off number 11, which is the flooded hole out there right now. So there you go. And of
bring course, your galoshes.
We'll keep you up to date on what's going on here on ESPN Radio. Andy from Midway is going to join us here in just a couple of seconds, and we'll talk with him about some of the great deals going on at the Midway dealership as our Midway broadcast booth is on the road today here at Central Community College. I want to thank the crew here, as always, for allowing us to talk a little football and get ready for Saturday's game. And while we do all of this, let's get you right off the top here, our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. Who do you think will win the U.S. Open? We gave you Matt Kuchar, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, or the field. And the vote was overwhelming. 70% took the field.
Sucker bet. That's a sucker bet.
Who you got? Who you got?
Oh, I'm a Tiger lover. Okay. I think sooner or later he's going to win a championship, and all you doubters again.
Oh, not me. I love Tiger.
All right, so there's two more votes for Tiger.
Okay, well, there you go. I took the field, by the way. today's Midtown Mark Cooler question. Who will win the College World Series? Will it be one of the national seeds, North Carolina, Oregon State, or LSU, or are you going to take the field? Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, you can vote on it on ESPNSuperstation.com. So who you got there, Mike?
What's the three teams again?
North Carolina, Oregon State, LSU, or the field?
I'll take the field. I'll take the sucker bet this time.
I'm taking LSU. I made my pick yesterday. Although LSU, North Carolina, that'll be a huge semifinal game if they can get to that second round and advance on.
I heard some people talking about UCLA.
UCLA, very impressive. John Savage had him on Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're hitting 251. If you're hitting 250, I the first question I asked him, I said, it wasn't even a question. I said, congratulations on being the first team to ever make it to Omaha using wiffle ball bats. I mean, they're hitting 251. With the great pitching in Omaha, I just don't see any way UCLA.
How'd they do it? How'd they work their way through the regionals?
Great pitching. If they have the lead late, they've got the pitcher that can get the job done. 21 saves, 7-0, 46 appearances. They've got some great pitching on LSU and UCLA. Going to be, I think all four first round games are going to be very good. It's just that a couple of them, like Oregon State, Mississippi State, people just aren't going to know a lot about.
That's all coming up. Starts Saturday at the College World Series in Omaha. You go down or just stay off the field. All right.
Yeah, that's
what they're talking. Just stay off of the field because
$500 fine,
gonna,
6 months in jail.
They're going to arrest you.
Just what you need, 6 months in jail.
They're going to arrest you if you run on the field.
I couldn't even fall on the field anymore, let alone run on the field. I thought that it was kind of funny, the one instance they used, they said this happened six times last year, and the one they pointed out was the 17-year-old female that went out and butt-slapped a couple of the baseball players, Chad Johnson-esque.
Naturally, they remember that one, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a smile. Chad only got 30 days for slapping his lawyer on the ass. I don't know. These girls could get 6 months. Andy from Midway is going to join us here in the Doug and Daddy broadcast booth, and then we will return over to the 8-Man All-Star Game right here on ESPN Radio. We may be here at 8-Man Camp in Hastings today, but Andy's with us back at the studios in Kearney at Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We need to talk football, Andy, because if folks get on your Facebook page, special giveaway coming up this summer.
Yeah, we actually have a huge, huge, huge deal going on. Got to get to Facebook. Got to get to thinkmidway.com. Or not .com. Just get to Think Midway on Facebook. You can go to thinkmidway.com too. I love it when people go there. But the big thing we have going on is, no joke, 100% legit, two season tickets to Husker football this fall. This isn't a gimmick. This isn't something where you find out that it's, you know, two tickets to Nebraska Wesleyan or something. You're like, wait a second.
This is a real deal, folks.
Yeah, I mean, this is legit. I mean, you're probably talking $1,000 value. You've got to go ahead. Only way you can get signed up is you need to literally register. There's been some confusion. Just because you like the Think Midway Facebook page, that doesn't mean you're registered. There's actually a registration. Pretty simple, pretty cut and dry. Just look at the top part of it. It tells you where to go and where to register. But, no, you need to get registered. One of the best things that you can go ahead and do is you can also go ahead and see some of the specials that are on there. But I'll tell you what, right now at the General Motors store at the Chevy Buick Cadillac location, Heath Phillips, Darren Sprague, John Fort Miller, John Rickert, and the gang, these guys are blowing out vehicles. Folks, there are such deep discounts right now on 2013 Chevrolet Silverados. It is unbelievable. Up to $7,000 in incentives, and that doesn't even include the discounts. You can go ahead and take up to $10,500, $11,000 off select Chevrolet Silverados right now. And the great part is I know everybody keeps saying, well, when are you guys going to get in the 14s? We actually have. We've got in two of them. The first one lasted for 3 hours. And the second one actually lasted for about an hour and a half. And it's literally one of those things right now in the 14 Silverados where if you want to come see one or drive one, you just need to make sure that you got a good connection right now, that you got a good salesperson that's working for you going to bat. If you don't have one, I'm sure we can find one for you. And just make sure you get down there when they get off the truck because they're literally going away. I mean, it's just one of those deals where when they get off the truck, literally inside of 2 to 3 hours, these things are vanishing. They're going away. And, you know, that's a credit to General Motors and the product that they're making right now. And I know Heath, he's told me, he said, man, he goes, I feel like we're completely being reborn with these Chevrolet Cruzes and Malibus and Impalas. You know, you have the brand new body style 2014 Impala, but, you know, you have the Chevy Malibu and the Cruze, just something really good, fuel efficient. I filled up with fuel again yesterday, $3.80. You know, I mean, if you sit down and do the math, if you drive 15, 20,000 miles a year and you can go ahead and increase your fuel economy by 10, 15, 20 gallons, folks, I've sat down and actually done a mathematical equation before. I know it's hard to believe.
Crazy.
But I know people that drive like 2000 and, you know, 10 or 11, 12 Suburbans or Tahoes, and they use that with their family, and they've actually gone ahead and purchased like a Chevrolet Cruze because maybe they drive back and forth a whole lot. Well, you're keeping the miles off of your big, large SUV. You're keeping the depreciation factor down. And at the same time, yeah, you may have an extra payment, but when gas is as high as it is right now, it makes a lot of sense if you're putting a lot of the miles on something else, something that gets 40, 42 miles to the gallon. So just stop on down, see the whole gang up there at the Midway Chevrolet location, and trust me, you're going to want to see this 14 Silverado. You're going to want to work with some of the best product specialists in the land. Get on down there and come see the gang.
Folks, it's Andy at Midway. We will talk to him again tomorrow. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show from 8-Man Camp here in Hastings right after this.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings is currently running a couple of specials that you can't refuse. For a limited time, buy any medium or large pizza at regular menu price and get a pizza of equal or lesser value for only $1.99. We are also offering the Big Cookie Combo, which includes a medium specialty pizza, a medium one-topping pizza, and a big chocolate chip cookie, all for only $21.99. We have carryout, delivery, or call ahead, and we'll have your order ready to go. Godfather's Pizza, located at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Hey, Greeny. Hey, Garlic. Hey, man, what's wrong? You seem a little down.
Well, the long, dreary winter really got to me. Made me do some things I'm not necessarily so proud of.
Oh, boy. What happened?
Well, at one point, I didn't get out of my sweatpants for nearly 4 days.
Well, you know, that can happen.
I wore them to a wedding and 2 business meetings.
Oh.
Yeah, looks like you can relate to that one. I also wrote some really sappy acoustic songs about the sadness of winter. Would you like to hear them?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. And yeah, I would definitely not be proud of that. But hey, now that it's nice out, why don't you do something you can be proud of?
Like what?
Like grilling me up some Johnsonville brats. I know you'll cook them up just right, and you'll be proud to serve them to me and the crew.
Thanks, Golick. I'm going to do that.
No problem, buddy. I always like making people feel proud right before lunchtime. Johnsonville Brats, served with pride since 1940.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app. Presented by AutoTrader.com. After dropping Game 2 in Miami, the Spurs bounce back to retake the series lead 2-1. Now it's the Heat's turn to respond as they face a critical Game 4 in San Antonio. Game 4 of the Heat and Spurs.
Miami at San Antonio, Game 4, Thursday night at 8, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, a spotty shower storm is possible with a high near 84, with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20. Tonight there's a slight chance for storms with a low of 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 70.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky. Go for mine,
ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're on the road today at Central Community College on the outskirts of Hastings for the annual Sertoma 8-Man Camp. The game is Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. Couple of notes. As we went into break, the Spurs have announced that Tony Parker will play in Game 4 tonight, and they are starting to get back out on the course at the U.S. Open, so we will have coverage live from Marion here after the Doug and Daddy show today. But Mike Will joining me, Doug Duda, on today's show. And Mike, time to find out a little something about the East and West All-Star team.
Got 48 All-Stars right now at the Central Community College. They've been going through practice all week long. They just got through with practice today. East practicing a little longer today. They said that's news today, so maybe they're working on something today.
Well, let's find out. On a Thursday, maybe you can get a little bit more news. Shelby Rising City's Gerald Humlechek is the head coach for the East All-Stars. And Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What was going on out there today?
Well, actually, I screwed up the practice schedule. And I was looking at it, and I said, what's going on here? We were like 10 minutes ahead. 10 minutes behind time, and then I look at my practice schedule, and I had some time screwed up. So we actually worked it out. We came in about at 2 hours like we had planned. But
well, at this point of the week, usually you've kind of got everything in, and you're trying to fine-tune things. Is that the case with where you're at right
now? Yes, that's the case today. This morning we just kind of went over a couple of different sets that we hadn't worked on a lot yet. Just kind of ran them against air, and then we just went ahead and did our normal teamwork and stuff.
You've got four different quarterbacks in camp. How do you blend the offense? What are we going to see out of this team come Saturday?
Well, they all have different skill sets, but they're similar in one way that they're all very good runners, I think. You can run a bootleg. You can run an option with just about any one of them. And those are things I like to do. So, I'm sure you'll see some of that on Saturday.
Yeah, explain to the folks from the listening area what Shelby Rising City likes to do and what you brought in to camp offensively and defensively.
Well, we like to run a power game. That's kind of the way we selected the team. If you look, we picked some bigger kids, 7 or 8 different linemen, just so we could have enough depth there, and just big strong backs. The other thing I was looking for was big ends, and I just like size. Size conquers all in my book, and I know speed kills, but It's to me, it's hard to beat good size and strength.
Hey, talk about size. Look at the big bruisers they've got here at the bottom of the roster, Coach. 290, 275, 258. You've got some big guys up front this year.
Yeah, I got hit by one of them yesterday. it didn't feel good. I got kind of run over. The play got back way too close to me, and I couldn't get the whistle in my mouth fast enough. And so I got the wind knocked out of me.
But you're good. You bounce back.
I think I'm all right now. I took some medicine last night, so I was good.
Gerald Humlechek of Shelby Rising City with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's a good thing you guys got trainers here. one of those big boys is Nate Budgeton. He's getting a lot of the press, and rightfully so. Nebraska Athlete of the Year by both the Lincoln and Omaha papers over the weekend. Seems to be a fairly humble kid, used to winning. What's it like working with a guy like that?
Well, it's just nice. I mean, I think the first morning we were out there, we were just running through some things, and I just told the other coaches, I said, man, this is fun. And I've been thanking the officers for selecting me to be one of the coaches, but in particular, Nate, it's just like you said, he's a real humble kid, but he does things well. He does what you want him to do.
How will you use him on both sides of the ball come Saturday?
Well, yeah, at some point. We're right now planning to play him a little more on defense, probably. But, if you need a yard and, you got a quarterback who can run, that's a pretty good way to make a yard, is to put him at guard, behind him.
Let's take a look. Mike brought up the quarterbacks a little bit. Tanner Fate of High Plains is one of those all-staters. Tell me what he has and what is there differences between these guys and what they can do?
Yeah, well, Tanner's very quick. I mean, just from here to there, his feet are so fast. He can just make people miss, an option. He just darts. He's just like a little water bug, and it's interesting to watch him run, because I just don't have a kid quite like that back in Shelby right now.
You take a look at some of those other kids. What do they bring into the dimension as far as the quarterback position?
Well, Marcus Clausen from Wausau, he throws the ball very nice. He has a nice touch. He can read the coverage as well. Nick Miller, another very fast runner. In fact, kind of came up with a little play today, said, hey, we run this, you know, and I said, well, let's try that. And of course, it went for about 50 yards, you know, and then Lane Scheidel from Fall City Sacred Heart. He's very excellent option quarterback, excellent at reading things. Okay. So he's, you know,
Could you put more than one of them in the game at a time here?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Cool.
Yeah. You talked about trying to blend things and trying to play here and there. Is that the case here on this coaching staff and on this team? Have we blended a couple of different philosophies on this team for this year?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, pretty much we're doing the things that we do offensively. We're in Shelby. But I think all the coaches have, you know, some similar philosophies anyway. I know Coach Conroy at Pender ran, you know, he's a lot of power type stuff, and he's helping me with the offense. And then Coach Troxel, you know, he's a little more balanced on offense as far as things. But I remember we played him in the playoffs a couple years ago, and he had a heck of a running team too.
We've talked a lot of offense. What about on the other side of the ball? Is that the same story, a blend of a couple of defenses? Or?
Yeah, that's a little bit different because we're used to running more of a 3-3 look at Shelby. And we're, you know, here we have so many athletes. You know, we're just running basically a 3-4. You know, we got a lot of kids who can do a lot of things.
Gerald Humlechek for just another minute here. He's the East head coach joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Shelby Rising City. What do you see from the West? You built your team for power. What do you see that the West has?
Well, they have some speed, but honestly, I can't tell you a lot because, you know, I'm not over there watching their practices.
Who are you sending over there?
Yeah, well, you got some spies, certainly, don't you?
Well, of course, but I can't tell you that. You know, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. and I really would like to coach in that game. So.
Well, Coach, one more question for me anyway. Just like most all-star games, you had to be an assistant before you were a head coach. What'd you take out of that back in 2006 that kind of got your mind ready for 2013?
Well, the biggest thing I took out of it was just like the organization, you know, and, you know, at home, you know, you plan every minute, we're going to do this and this and this. And here you don't have to do that quite so much. You can just say, okay, we're going to do this and it's done, you know, or make a correction and it's done. You know, things go a lot quicker here. And so we're spending more time on team stuff probably than anything, just to get everybody on the same page with the vocabulary and everything.
Would you like to have a start of fall camp with these guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Preseason number one.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure if the state would allow that. But, yeah, if they all want to transfer into Shelby, I'd take them.
Now, Coach Kleppner is going to join us. Here in just a little bit. Did you want to guarantee victory before Coach Kleppner comes on?
No, I will
get
not
this,
do
get
that.
This streak broke.
I will not do that.
The kids know about the streak? They care about the streak?
Well, I told them about it, but I said, you know, also about the last time that I think we won a game, I said, you guys were probably about 10 or 12 years old, and so they all just laughed. And, yeah, they didn't even know what I was talking about.
Well, it's a great week, great activities here, and, of course, what you do with the kids, how's that been going during the week?
They're just having lots of fun. You know, we went to an air show last night, and you know, we go see a movie one night. You know, so but they're representing the Sertoma Club and the Eight Man Coaches Association well. So
I've heard swimming today, and I've heard golf. That's where they're heading today.
Yes, they have their choices after.
I'm getting out of the way. I'll tell you that. Yeah. If you're driving down the highway, be careful over there on one. We got some football coaches and players hit golf.
I'd like to see some of these big linemen with the belly flop off of the height diving board over at the water park. Look out!
I was actually asked if I was going to do that, but you know, you look at my size, and I said no because then they'd have to spend 2 hours filling the pool. So.
Well, Gerald, thanks for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show. And congratulations on being selected as the coach. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot.
That's Gerald Humlechek. He is the Shelby Rising City coach by day. And for the last few days, he is the East 8-Man All-Star football coach. And again, you can hear the game on 98.9 Classic Hits, 1:30 kickoff on Saturday afternoon. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll talk with the West head coach, Troy Kleppner of Spalding Academy. But as we go into break, let's give you a chance to win some tickets to the Nebraska Danger game. If enough football isn't there for you just here at the 8-Man, you come in, you slide up to Grand Island, you watch Saturday night's game against the Tri-Cities Fever at 7 o'clock. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. 3776. We're going to give away tickets to callers 4 and 5, and Jeff will get you hooked up as we go into break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Here's a sad football stat. 70% of first-round picks never make a Pro Bowl. Look, football's a business, and like your business, you try to manage risk and avoid hassles. Here's a brilliant solution. Eliminate business hassles by moving your business to Regis. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Advance Auto Parts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, a spotty shower storm is possible with a high near 84, with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low of 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 70.
Along with us, and we are ready. Oh, we want to say congratulations first to Lee and Hastings and Dan and Minden. They bring home the Nebraska Danger tickets for Saturday night's regular season finale. The Danger will have a home game in the playoffs next week. But Mike, the East, we just talked to Coach Gerald Humlechek. He predicted a 4-touchdown victory for the East, so let's find out what the West has to say.
All right, they've got pressure on their hands. They're the team that's streaking right now in this series.
Yeah, Clef, Troy Kuffner from Spalding Academy. Another one of those boys I knew way before we were anything. Troy, what's going on, man?
Not too much, Doug. How you been?
Well, doing good. Congratulations on the selection and leading a great group of kids.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm pretty honored to be here.
What about that 4-touchdown prediction? What do you think?
I'm surprised that's all he picked.
You guys have been banged up a little bit and have had a couple of roster changes. Let's start there with how that's changed the makeup of your team.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a surprise. We got here on Sunday, and we spent probably three or four hours going over who we were going to select to come in here. And we called several kids, and we had to play the waiting game. Some kids had to go talk to their bosses, see if they could come. We finally did get a select two kids that decided to come and play. It did change some of our offensive and defensive philosophy. When we had our selection meeting, we kind of selected our kids for more like a speed. We're kind of a misdirection speed offense. And so it did change what we had to do.
So we've got the Anderson boys are out. We bring in Brady Lewandowski out of Loop City, and also Cannon Janicek out of Alma. So talk about the guys that you're bringing in here for the West roster.
Well, the two kids that got in here are excellent people, excellent athletes. I don't think we really dropped off too much with the two that we brought in here. So after we got to see what they could do, we are going to stay with our game plan.
Talking with Troy Kleffner. He is the West head coach for the 2013 Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game. Let's talk about your boy, Frank Hartley. It's always nice to have a kid. When you're coaching any All-Star game, it's always nice to have one or two that you can kind of bounce some things off of or have some familiarity with.
Yeah, and it's an honor. I want to say this. It's an honor to coach Frank for the last time. Frank's going to go on and play football at Doan. Frank's just a tough kid. It's been good to have Frank in practice because Frank kind of knows how we run our practices, and he's kind of helped some of the kids along a little bit, but it didn't take long. I mean, these kids just pick up stuff like you can't believe.
Are you going to be running your stuff on the offense? Is that what the plan is?
Yeah, we're going to run a lot of misdirection. We're going to air it out, throw the ball. We're going to use our speed. Obviously, the East is quite a bit bigger than we are, but we hope with our speed we can make up for that.
Is that one of those things you'll find out early, first quarter, you'll kind of know?
Obviously, yeah, we'll know.
And if you have to make adjustments, what happens?
We have some packages in for that, yes. We went to a strong formation. We've got a nice spread offense in, so we'll just kind of see how the cards play.
Are you saying that just because the East coaching staff is sitting here watching this interview? Or?
That has nothing to do with it.
Let's continue on here with Troy Kleffner, Spalding Academy. We'll talk to a couple of the kids as well here. This is the time where they go have lunch.
Notice how fast they're leaving.
Always, yeah. With ice cream. It's always, yeah. Great. I thought maybe Tim Tebow would come join us here, but I don't know. I'm serious. That kid is Tim Tebow right there that just walked out the door. But you've got some quarterbacks, a couple of the kids that I've seen. Of course, Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, and then the Schindler kid, who for Carly Wells has played in the big time in a couple, yep, of championships. What are you going to do with your quarterbacks?
We're going to do a two-quarterback rotation. Both quarterbacks are very similar. They both can run real well. Tyler's maybe a little bit more of the complete package, but Schindler's not too far behind him. So they complement each other very, very well. So they're going to fit into our system just fine.
So Tyler Schnitzler, the quarterback from Kennesaw, will get some reps coming up on Saturday for some of the local boys. Talk about maybe some of the other guys that are shining in camp so far.
Oh, we have Ryan Clyer from Giltner, who is just a complete stallion. I mean, this kid reads well on defense, flows to the ball well. We don't have anybody like that. I've never coached anybody that good, but the kid he smells leather. He just knows where the ball's at. Ryan Mosier from Twin Loop, a complete offensive lineman, very smart, headsy ball player. Josh Benton, another offensive lineman, just another complete heads-up football player. You know, all these kids are good. I mean, I can't single out any one player that's, you know, stands out amongst the rest of them.
Are you guys going to play this set of kids on defense, this set of kids on offense, or how are you going to work that out?
Yep, that's our plan. We set it up. We got 12 on offense, 12 on defense. There will be some that probably go both ways, but in a perfect world, we hope that we can just play 12 and 12.
We were talking with Coach Humlicek about things maybe you learned when you were an assistant coach, and we talked that special teams and turnovers can be big in this game because maybe that's something that these guys aren't used to necessarily playing in their high school days. How has that went when you've had time to work on it?
As far as the
special teams,
yeah. It's gone fine. These kids, you just got to tell them once, and it might not be the way they did it in high school, but you just tell them one time, they pick it up and we go. You know, we haven't spent a lot of time on our individual periods because you just tell them once and they know it. So we spend a lot of time on team and special teams, and you know, they're just heads up players.
Is that a concern that you don't have a lot of time to spend and really kind of blend this team ready for game action on Saturday?
It's not really a concern because the time that we spend has been very quality time. So, no, we're not concerned about it.
Any of these kids that you coached against that you're glad they're on your team this week?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's a Luke Glenn from Shelton that we played in the second round of the playoffs, and that kid is pretty special. He's a hell of a running back.
He was able to get in the end zone a few times this year.
Yeah, he was.
Well, Troy, what was we made a little fun there with Coach Humblechek. It's not all football. You guys are able to have some fun outside of football and have some fun with the kids. What's the week been like there?
Oh, it's been an exciting week. There's been a lot of things that have gone on here that's going to have to stay here.
Every time we ask the coach, it's always the background noise that comes in. Any special plans for tonight?
Oh, no, we'll just go out and socialize and get along, meet some people, make some more friends.
There you go.
That's part of this eight-man camp, though. We're not only talking about the coaches. They have a good time here. But the players, this is a kind of a unique situation. You guys actually house together here at CCC, much different than, like, the Shrine Bowl, where we're at two different places.
Oh, yeah, this is a great place to bond, meet a lot of new people. Both teams, the players have bonded together. They mesh well. There's going to be a lot of friendships that are developed here that are going to carry over for a long time in their life.
All right, buddy. Well, we wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and don't hurt yourself.
I won't. Thanks, Doug. Thank you.
Take care. Troy Kleppner, Spalding Academy coach, and now the West coach of the eight-man All-Stars here in 2013. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
So I get a funny feeling we're going to see maybe a contrasting style, Doug, in the ball game on Saturday. We might see things open up a little bit on the Western All-Stars, and the East might keep it maybe close to even keel here and try to run the ball with those big old bruisers up inside. So we'll see a couple of different contrasting styles of offense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I think both coaches know what's going to go on out
there. They were lying. They were lying here.
All you got to do is look at the lineup here, and you see – I mean. The East, they don't have any water boys. They're all big old boys. You come over here and you look at the West All-Stars, and poor Brady from Potter Dix, I think they typoed his weight at 145. There's no way that could have happened.
You see who was in the front of the lunch line, though, is all the Eastern linemen where they're at the front of the line.
There ain't a whole lot there. You ever heard of this Tyler Schnitzler kid?
Never heard of it.
He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from 8-Man Camp. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, doing good. Now, you're one of the many special athletes that's good enough at everything that you're asked to compete in a lot of all-star games, had the honor to be in the Shrine game, honor of being here. How many phone calls did you get or letters, and how many different all-star games are you competing in this summer?
Playing in the Shrine Bowl last week, playing in this, and a few basketball games. So it's working out, I guess.
So after you got done with your high school, and has it been tough to kind of stay in shape, or you just roll from one event to the next?
Just going from one to the next, I think that's keeping me in shape and getting me ready for next year, I guess.
Of course, Tyler coming to the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and let's take a look at the All-Star game for this week. What's practice been like? How's things going from not only a football standpoint, but kind of playing with guys that you've been competing against for most of your career?
It's been good. We've been meshing well together the last few days, and practices have been getting better as a team, and we're coming together really well. So I'm looking forward to the game Saturday.
Obviously, he spent his last couple of years under Pops there at Kennesaw. How is it learning a new system here for this game?
That's probably always the hardest thing of all-star games, is coming into a system you don't know anything about, but try to learn fast, and I think that's going to help me.
Kennesaw's Tyler Schnitzler with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us back to the Shrine Bowl week. I'll ask you maybe a little comparisons, but what was it like playing in the Shrine Bowl and just being in that environment?
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of new things for me, and it was a little overwhelming at first, but I got used to it as the week went on, and it was a great experience playing with all 11-man kids and getting to know what it was like playing 11-man.
Oh, how was that? How was that switch?
It was a lot of fun. I'd never played it. And I just think it was a good experience for me.
Differences besides the number of guys and maybe Class A players from that camp to this camp would be what?
We had 35 kids at the Shrine Bowl camp, and just different schemes. And the field, having the big field was a little nicer.
More room to roam?
Yeah.
Hang out together, you room together here, and then you go out and beat on each other on the Saturday.
We all get along. There's no really bad feelings between each other. We know it's just a game, and we're just...
Has a trash talk started already in the back room here?
Not too bad, I'd say. They're kind of quiet. We keep to ourselves mostly, but...
It's only Thursday. You wait till tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
Once they start relaxing. Now, you guys, back in the day, there's go-karts, there's bowling, there's putt-putt. I don't know if you guys did all of that this year, but who's been dominating the evening activities of all the athletes?
We haven't been doing very much. We've watched two movies, and we went to and watched an airplane show. It was really cool. So other than two movies and that, there's been nothing really going on.
No competitive stuff yet.
That's where the trash talk is.
Yeah.
Is it time for lunch?
Yeah.
Well, let's get you out of here then.
Okay. Thank you, Tyler, guys.
We'll see you in Kearney. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tyler Schnitzler of Kennesaw joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show on ESPN Radio from 8-Man All-Star Camp. We're going to take a break here as we do. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Anavar Tractor Pull. It's Anavar Days in Ravenna. You can go either Friday or Saturday. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. And here is our trivia question at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Mike mentioned it. How many consecutive wins does the West have in the 8-Man All-Star Game? It's a streak going right now. How many consecutive wins does the West have in the 8-Man All-Star Game? First correct caller at 888-455-3776. We'll pick up the tickets to the Anavar Tractor Pull. We're back with more from 8-Man Camp right after this.
At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have just one vision, taking good care of yours. That's why we're focused on you. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, seeing is believing. From the most up-to-date surgical procedures all the way to designer frames and sunglasses, we have everything you need all under one roof. You can trust your eyes to Drs. Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk. Call 308-236-8500 or stop by the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
Hi, it's The Herd. When it comes to finding the perfect gift for Father's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com is the best place to go. So many unique gifts for Dad. He'll love them all. High-quality plants, bonsai, gourmet treats, including delicious cookies, rich chocolate-covered strawberries and pretzels, and an assortment of gift baskets inspired by Dad's interests, with themes like golfing, poker, and fishing. And right now, I've got an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers.com for Father's Day. 20% off their best-selling Father's Day collection. Sending Dad a personal gift he'll love for as low as $19.99. You can't beat that. But the only way you can get 20% off these unique Father's Day gifts, if you order from 1-800-Flowers.com now, and only if you use my first name. To get the 20% off for Father's Day, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, even from your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Gary Michaels Clothiers has all of Dad's clothing needs, from the golf course to the office. A full line of Tommy Bahama sportswear, from t-shirts, shorts, and sportswear to silk camp shirts and pants. Now through Father's Day, all sportswear is 20% off, including Nike Golf, Forsyth wrinkle-free sports shirts, Cutter, and Buck. For those dads that need to dress for success, 30% off all spring and summer suits and sports coats. Don't forget Dad, and don't forget Gary Michaels Clothiers. Downtown Hastings, open Thursday until 8, Saturday until 4.
With a mix of clouds and sun developing today, a spotty shower storm is possible with a high near 84, with southeast winds increasing to 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low of 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 70.
to be. Cunningham's Journal, the loft, and of course, the beautiful courtyard with entertainment out back almost every night of the week. They'll take you Sunday and Monday off the rest of the time. They've got music out back and inside over the weekend. You can watch whatever you want this weekend. The U.S. Open, which is back going. We've got Major League Baseball, the College World Series, NBA and NHL playoffs, and a whole lot more. And, of course, a great menu, lunch, afternoon, evening time, whatever you want. The old Blue Burger, you get some pizza. They've got salads. They've got great brisket as well. Make it up whatever you want. And you can watch your favorite sporting events on Cunningham's 20 televisions all over the place, including the huge 10-foot projection screen. And if you've got that cell phone, go ahead and pick it up and text Ham's Offer to 90210 and receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up today. Again, you text Ham's Offer, all one word, to 90210. Ever been scared to do an interview?
I am now, because you mentioned that food. You see that saliva coming out of his mouth. He's just growling, wanting to get over to the food line.
The 2012-2013 Nebraska Male Athlete of the Year, Nate Budgett, was headed over to lunch, and he said, okay, I'll come in and talk to you guys. Nate, first off, thanks for the time, and congratulations on the really great honor this past weekend.
Thank you very much.
You have been obviously talked about and out of that Howells program, which is now Howells Dodge, I think. Coach Spears and everybody is kind of used to the attention and having some great athletes out there. What's it been like working through that attention and then kind of carrying the torch for class D and 8-man football?
It's been pretty cool with Howells Dodge merging as one. We lost a lot last year, and then we picked up Dodge kids fill their places, and we had a solid year with 10-1, and it's been pretty cool. So.
You played in the Shrine Bowl last week as well. How's last week to this week kind of compare?
It's pretty cool. You always it's fun to play 11-man. Just never played it before. 2 weeks ago was my first game, and then last week I had another one. And just to get back to 8-man is pretty cool, because all these guys that play it, just to be around them, it's fun atmosphere.
What have you learned, or what have you had to adjust to trying to play 11-man football, which you're going to be doing in college, obviously?
Really not much here on the line, so you don't see those three extra guys. But during 8-man, you got to cover those first two A gaps. And when I was at the Shrine Bowl, all I had to do was cover one, so it was pretty nice. So
now working back here with the Eastern All-Stars in preparation for the game, what do you see out of your team? What have you seen down on the practice field?
Oh, they're pretty fast. Got some size up front, but other than that, hopefully we can get a win on Saturday. So I don't think the East has won for a while, so be nice.
Time to break the streak. We laughed about that. I think it was like a 9-year run or something for the East, and now 5 for the West. We're talking with Nate Budgett of Howells Dodge here at the 8-man All-Star Camp. I do have to ask you one thing, because you did kind of throw in that 10-1. Have any of the Bruning, Davenport, Shickley boys received your wrath this week?
No. It's been cool. You always you have the different personality when you're on the field. Just getting to know each other is pretty cool. You don't think they're as bad as what you thought on the field, but so it's pretty cool to see that other side of them. So
when you guys kind of hang out back here in your little cods in there, do you talk about the past games, maybe in your high school career, about some meetings that you've had?
Definitely. It's just it goes back and forth a couple times, but it mostly on the fun part. So
Nate, what's next after you? Everybody knows Iowa college career. When do you take off, or do you have other things you're doing after the 8-man game here?
I have nothing after this game. I actually just talked to one of the guys from Iowa just like yesterday or the day before that, and I'm gonna head over there around July 8th to start working out and lifting and conditioning. So it'll be pretty fun. So,
well, have the Iowa boys told you how fast are you gonna be able to get into the groove here?
I talked to Drew Ott. He played in this game, so. He said it's a lot different. It takes some time to get used to, but he said he thinks I'll fit in pretty good. So,
well, Nate, now that the other guys were able to get a little food, we'll let you get over to the chow line, buddy. thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and best of luck Saturday, and hopefully we can catch up with you during your Iowa career.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Nate Bujeda joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got time to talk to another player or two, Ryan Clyer from Giltner, another great football program. They were able to put that gold medal around their neck. A lot of these guys we have been able to see put that gold medal around their neck here a little bit, getting over that Howells/Howells-Dodge hump, Mike.
These guys are all-stars, Doug. All of them are. It's like you said, the coaches are probably saying, wow, if I could just have these guys as a star of my fall camp, I'd win everything.
And I think we could have asked Nate this, and we probably could have asked Tyler this as well. Now, not all of these kids got to have the success in high school. I mean, you don't hear about – I mean, I'm not going to pick anybody out, but there's some of these schools that you just don't hear about going deep in the playoffs, and that's not the case at Giltner. And Ryan Clyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, is there a lot of difference between a Giltner practice and practicing with these all-stars? I mean, we just kind of always think of Giltner as having about 25 good kids or great kids.
It's pretty neat to play against a different group of guys. I've been playing with the Giltner guys for 4 years, so just to get out and experience these great football players is pretty neat.
Talk about the West and kind of your practices. What have you seen out of your ball club so far?
We've been going pretty hard, full pads, and we've been having long practices. Our offense is looking pretty stacked right now.
What's going to be your role on Saturday? You know yet?
I'll be playing linebacker and calling the plays on defense.
How much have you actually had to learn, or is it pretty much just basic knowledge, or have you had to learn some new things, terminology, plays, anything like that?
I've just had to learn the play calls from my coach, and then I'll relay them to the other teammates. That's about it.
Do you have to learn a lot of different things from maybe your Giltner days on defense to prepare for this game?
No, it's pretty much like read the guard and go from there.
Ryan Clyer's with us here for a couple of minutes. He is from Giltner. He'll be playing for the West. Who's a couple of guys that have caught your eye? You've probably seen a lot of them. Maybe you haven't seen some of these guys play football before. Is there a teammate or two that you went, huh, we could have used him?
Snitzler is a great quarterback. He can get out and move. We played against him. And then Luke Glenn, we played him semifinals. He's a great running back, too.
How are you guys so good at Giltner? I mean, I'm serious. I did the Shelton-Giltner game, did a lot of the playoff games. I've seen a lot of you guys. Mike has seen a lot of some Giltner games in the past as well. But what is it that makes you guys so good over there?
We just got great coaches, and Coach Ashby does a wonderful job with our offense and defense.
How is he as a coach? I know he's probably listening to this radio show. How is Jeff Ashby as a coach there at Giltner?
He's awesome. Him and Coach Drew go back and forth a little bit. It's really fun to be around.
What's up next for you now?
I'm going to go to Kearney and just be a student.
Think you'll get the itch?
Oh, I'll miss football probably. But
well, we'll look forward to seeing you around campus over there, and we'll let you go get some chow as well. Ryan, best of luck Saturday, and congratulations on your selection to the 8-man All-Star game.
All right, thank you.
That's Giltner's Ryan Clyer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And one more. Let's go back over to the East. Blake Strecker from Humphrey is going to join us. He's going to give us a little different perspective because, Mike, obviously – the guys we've talked to, we've seen play. We have known about them. Some of these guys you don't get a chance to see play or find out what's going on. And so Blake, 6 foot, 190-pound man of steel, ready to play some 8-man football. Hey, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, what should I know about Humphrey High, except that you guys got the girls' athlete of the year?
Yeah, Alyssa does quite a bit for us and our reputation, but otherwise – from a boys' standpoint, our former head coach, Bob McAvoy, really turned around what Humphrey had been. You know, for the longest time, Humphrey had become kind of a joke amongst sports in general. You know, they went 5 straight years of 0-8 in football. And then finally, my freshman year in 2009, we had a really good group of seniors that just, under McAvoy's coaching, stepped up and decided it was time to take things and change it. And we started a playoff streak that's lasted these last 4 years.
Yeah, we all know it was St. Francis, and then the other kids went over there to Humphrey High. So what's it been like kind of – what's your feeling? You're obviously – you and your teammates, a big part of turning that around. You guys are the guys that did it.
It's nice. I mean, you know, in a way it's kind of like saying we're slowly making history. You know, believe it or not, Humphrey in the 80s, they had a pretty solid set of football teams. You know, they had a championship and a runner-up team, but they never had consecutive playoff berths. We're the first of our crew to go four straight years, and we kind of set a new name for ourselves as there's two schools in Humphrey yeah. besides St. Francis, which you do hear it a lot.
Now there's a rivalry, Mike.
Well, here you take a look at the roster. You got you from Humphrey, and you got a kid from Humphrey St. Francis on this team, and John Wiesner. How's that been going?
Oh, it's great. John's a good guy. I mean, the ironic thing is, and what people don't understand, is not only are we cross-town rivals, but we're literally cross-street rivals. You know, we see these kids every day. A lot of people are related with each other, and they take classes at our school, and we do it at their school, and you know, it's great. I mean, the chemistry is really good.
We're talking with Blake Strecker from Humphrey High School here at the 8-Man All-Star Game. What about some of these kids that you're playing with? I always get the feeling that the West guys kind of know each other a little really good. But the East guys, I mean, you guys see each other all the time. You should be very familiar with almost every one of your teammates.
And that's pretty much how it is. And that's what makes our team, I think, so great out there during practices is the chemistry, like I said, is – outstanding, because a lot of these teams, you know, BDS played Hal's Dodge in the playoffs, Exeter Milligan and High Plains see each other on a regular basis. We know each other from an opponent's standpoint, and now we get that chance to communicate and work with our own talents together.
So what about this camp? What is a typical day? You guys practice 2-3 times a day? Or
Oh, we practice about 2 times a day, usually about 2 hours or so roughly. We run through some defensive schemes, offensive plays, things like that, and run through the special teams and just have fun with it.
Anything surprise you this week?
I would probably say, and how could you not say it, Nathan Bajeda. To hear about it is one thing, and to see it is one totally different thing. He is really a man amongst boys.
You're going to run every play behind him?
Nah. I mean, I'd be willing to say behind Nathan, our next crew of linemen are very talented, they're very strong, and they can do what they need to do for us, just like Nathan would.
And talk about the East a little bit. What are we going to see offensively? Obviously, a lot of power in this game.
I definitely say a lot of power. Our running backs are very solid, and our quarterbacks, we have a really impressive crew of quarterbacks between Tanner Fate of High Plains. He is just really smooth with what he does, and as smooth as he is speed-wise, Lane Scheidel of Fall City Sacred Heart is just as smooth, just all around. He is an all-around athlete, and they do well.
And what will Blake Strecker be doing on Saturday?
Hopefully playing some middle linebacker and picking up some nice stops in the backfield, if anything.
Do you guys talk about winning and losing the game at all?
We talk a lot about winning just because – it seems like the East has set this standard in the last, 5 years that they've lost now? In those last 5 years, it seems like there's been no acceptable reason for them to have lost other than maybe effort, because they've had solid crews. It's just maybe they've not played up to their potential, and a lot of us talk about it all the time in our pods. We want to break the streak and get a win in this All-Star game.
All right, it looks like the East is going to have the power offense in this game. Just tell us, is there a trick play or two that we might be looking out for on Saturday?
It's going to be pretty balls to the wall, manpower.
No trick play on the old play chart,
but you are guaranteeing victory.
Oh, yeah.
By at least 4
touchdowns. Oh, I hope so, anyways.
Well, Luke, Blake, we appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get lunch. Hopefully, there's something left over there, man.
Oh, I'm not too worried.
Best of luck Saturday.
Thank you.
That is. From Humphrey, Blake Strecker joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and really great interview there. He's got you get used to that too, Mike. You talk to these kids; some of them are reserved, but that doesn't mean they all seem to be pretty smart, and they've been through this. And one of the reasons that they're successful is just their social skills, and they can communicate and get all kinds of things.
Yeah, he kind of talked about the relationship between the Humphrey and Humphrey St. Francis players. We see a little bit of that here in Hastings with Adams Central and Hastings Saints SA. Naturally, they play each other in a lot of sports. Very similar situation, but that's a program in Humphrey where a program has been down and out for so many years and they're on the build. Pretty much in Hastings, it's been two very successful programs. So I don't know if we can relate to what he was talking about. But yeah, well, that'd be something.
The parents always seem to have more of a rivalry than the kids seem to do in some of these things.
Well, yeah, we're not even considering the parents. We're just talking about the kids. But yeah, the parents, that's where it really, that's where the trouble really starts, isn't it?
Well, we've hit the wall here. And again, the answer to our trivia question, we said that Ben from Kearney won the Anavar tickets, was five straight wins in this football game for the West. Former Doug and Daddy bookkeeper and odds maker, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, has sent me the line and has installed the East as an 8-point favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
He has lost his touch.
Well, we'll see. What do you think?
The East is a 8-point favorite
that's
in this game?
That's what I've got. I'm not making this up. I'm just going with what I've been told.
Wow. I can't get on the plane and get to Vegas fast enough.
Hey, folks, U.S. Open coverage is coming up next here as they are back on the course out at Marion. And, folks, once you get done, I know these kids will be ready to relax after, especially Schnitzler and Budgeta going through two long weeks of camp for the Shrine game and the eight-man game. And, folks, you can take care of it at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Stop in now for a Serta mattress set. Remember, Bruce Furniture's guaranteed good deals. If you find your Serta mattress for less, they'll give you $500 cash. That is why would you even lie about that? They'd go out of business if they weren't the best around. And you can get anything you want, the twin, the full, the queen, the king size set at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, where they have been in business since 1977, taking care of the customer. And, of course, their prices are right there with all the big chains because they are able to use that quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the lowest price. They've got the best brand names as well at Bruce Furniture, just right for you, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We want to thank Rod Brummels and Lance Howitt, Isaac Frex, all the guys here that have helped us out, as always, at Eight-Man All-Star Camp. You're calling the game, so you get that Kirk Herbstreit off-the-hook deal, but your thoughts just on what you've heard here so far this morning.
Well, like I said at the beginning of the show, usually the team that has a little bit more in their arsenal is going to win this game. I get the funny feeling that's the West between these two teams. They got a lot of power on the East with those big guys up front, but there's a lot of great defensive stars on the West that can kind of negate that, I think, a little bit. Personally, I like the West. I just like their style of play a little bit more in this ballgame.
You look, we're going to talk about the big boys. You've got to be able to stop. Obviously, the East wants to control the clock, run the football. But don't overlook Rulon Taylor, Medicine Valley, state champion in wrestling. Tyson Howard, outstanding athlete from Ansley Litchfield. Ryan Mosier from Twin Loop, 265, as Coach said, just is what being a lineman is all about. I think you can find out. If you can't catch the speed team, there's no adjustment you can make. There's really no adjustment you can make.
You hear that so many times. You can't coach speed.
Yeah.
And I think the West has got the speed. But, boy, how do you go against those big bruises on the other side? You're going to go against Budgeta? You're going to go against him at 290 pounds?
He didn't even really give me a scowl today, so I feel okay about that. That's good. I think
that's because he was getting to the food line. He wanted to get over there.
If the East doesn't turn it over.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I mean, you're going to run the ball that many times. You got to make sure you hang on to things. Well, that's going to wrap things up. Anything else, Michael?
Go Spurs, I guess.
All right.
That's the NBA tonight.
That's going to wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank all the folks here at 8-Man All-Star Camp. We had Nate Budgeta from Howells. We had Blake Strecker from Humphrey. We talked to Ryan Clyer of Giltner, Tyler Schnitzler of Kennesaw, and, of course, the coaches, Troy Kleffner, Spalding Academy of the West, Gerald Humlicek, Shelby Rising City of the East. If you missed any of those interviews, any of our shows, any interview that we had, whether it's from here, our College World Series coaches, or much more, you can log on to our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. We would have had Brady Lewandowski from Loop City on the show today, but that would have taken another hour to get him off the headsets. Folks, don't forget Game 4 NBA Finals tonight, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day, folks. Doug and Daddy Show, live from 8-Man Camp.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.